Honorable President and Prime Ministers, Your Excellence, Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to welcome you back to FAO today, in particular to this ceremony. Today we pay tribute to our success in fighting hunger around the world. Over the past two decades, FAO has monitored the progress made towards the international established food security target. According to the 2015 joint FAO, IFAD, and WFP State of Food Insecurity in the World report, the number of people who are still suffering from hunger fell under 800 million for the first time. This means that since 1990, 216 million people have been freed from hunger. But still, one out of nine people on the planet do not have enough food to conduct active, healthy, and productive lives. It is not acceptable. Hunger persists in a world of abundance, where in many parts food is consumed in excess, and in which one-third of all the food produced is lost or wasted. We need to change this situation. Ladies and gentlemen, many countries around the world are making great strides against hunger. Our latest figure shows, as you saw in the video, out of 129 developing countries monitored by FAO, 72 have achieved the millennium target. That is, they reduce by half the proportion of undernourished between 1990 and 2015. 29 of these countries also met the more ambitious World Food Summit target to reduce by half total number of undernourished people. Since 2013, FAO conference will recognize 61 countries that have achieved either one or both of these targets. In today's ceremony, we will recognize additional 14 countries. Seven of them have met the MDG target, and seven met the World Food Summit goal, what means cutting by half the absolute number of hunger people. Let me identify them one by one. From Africa, we have Angola, Gabon, Mali, and Mozambique. From Asia and the Pacific, China, Laos, Myanmar, Nepal, Solomon Islands, and Uzbekistan. From Latin America and the Caribbean, Bolivia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Suriname. I would like to acknowledge today also the 12 countries that managed to keep undernourished levels below 5% since 1990, which puts them in the category of having met the MDG target also. They are Argentina, Barbados, Brunei Darussalam, Egypt, Kazakhstan, Republic of Korea, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Tunisia, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates. Ladies and gentlemen, as we know, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Countries that have made progress in fighting hunger have done so through their own different ways. But looking at their experience, we can identify recurring elements: inclusive economic growth, agriculture modernization, rural development, support to family farmers, presence of effective social protection system, and the linking of different actions. These elements do not happen by chance. They are the results of deliberate efforts from governments, civil society, and private sector actors for a more inclusive development process. And they provide lessons to us. They can inspire other countries. They can inspire all of us to do more, better, and faster, because whose hunger cannot wait for? Ladies and gentlemen, as the cycle of the Millennium Development Goals comes to a close, we look forward to the adoption of the new Strategic Development Goals next September in New York. The Strategic Development Goals, the Sustainable Development Goals, will force a global commitment that goes beyond the reduction of hunger, adopting a goal of eradicating hunger. If we all do our part, zero hunger can be achieved within our lifetimes. Together, we can make this vision a reality. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for the all efforts you are doing to get to this zero hunger world. Thank you.